Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
You're very welcome back to the programme. Well, Russian Defence Minister Sergei Shoigu has ordered the country's troops to retreat to the Dnipro River's right bank, a move that will likely lead to Moscow surrendering the key southern city of Kherson. Ukrainian victory in Kherson will be widely seen as a significant blow to the Russian President Vladimir Putin, who only weeks ago announced the annexation of Kherson and its region, along with three other regions, in a high-profile ceremony in Moscow. For more on this, I'm joined on the line by Belle True, international correspondent with the London Independent, who's in Ukraine. Belle, good evening to you, and thanks a million for joining us. This is being reported widely as a very significant move, a retreat or a surrender almost. How do you read it?
Well, it's difficult to say exactly right now because we need to see what's happening on the ground in real terms. So obviously, for the Russians to admit that they have withdrawn from Kherson would mark a major setback because it's pretty much the only regional centre. In fact, it is the only regional centre that Moscow's forces have captured and held since President Putin launched the invasion in February. Everywhere else is not a regional centre. That said, Ukrainian officials that I've been speaking to senior advisors to the president, and also military officials off the record, they are saying we need to see the definitive situation on the ground, that they don't want to just go off televised stage statements from Russia, and that until they have the Ukrainian flag hoisted over the administrative buildings in Kherson, they're not going to say that it's a withdrawal, a retreat. And They are almost kind of cautious this might be some kind of trick or some kind of way to lure them into the city before a heavy attack. So they are, you know, warning that this may not be what it is, but if it is a withdrawal, it would be a massive blow to the Kremlin.
Do we know what, or did he give any reasons, the Russian defense minister, for the retreat?
Well, the chief in command of the Russian forces essentially said that there was a lot of threat to the civilian population, and that they were facing, to quote specifically, the complete isolation of our groups of troops on the west bank of the Dnipro River, which is essentially the river kind of that carves the region in half, and Kherson city lies on the west bank. Now, speaking to Ukrainian officials, they said that they had successfully destroyed Russian logistics corridors and supply routes that left Moscow with no choice but to pull back. Obviously, we're not there. You know, journalists are not permitted to be in that area. It's way too dangerous. So we can't see that, you know, in real time. But certainly it looks like, you know, the Russians are talking about this withdrawal because they're worried that they're going to basically have isolated troops that have no logistical support, no supply lines, and they'll essentially be massacred.
Mm-hmm. You've been in the Kherson region recently, have you?
Yes, so I was there just today, in fact. I spent most of the day in the Kherson Oblast, so not the city itself, but just north of it in the villages, which are essentially lining this Dnipro River. So they're just a few kilometres away from Russian positions. They are on the front line and they're being absolutely pounded every day. I was in one village where we were under incoming fire constantly for the period of time that I was there. And a civilian who was living, he told me it was like living in Armageddon. It was relentless. So these villages that are in the Kherson region, that are on the Dnipro River, on the west side, just north of the city, they are being absolutely pounded every day by artillery, by shelling, by drones. And so I don't think that's going to stop anytime soon. So we're not going to see a significant improvement in the living conditions for Ukrainians in those areas.
In fact, it's likely to intensify the air raids and the attacks from the air, given the forced retreat on the ground.
Yeah, so one of the most tricky things about this war is that it is an artillery war. So you don't actually need to be next to or near Russian position to come under heavy fire. And we've seen this with obviously long-range missiles hitting places as far west as Lviv city on the border with Poland. That means that these villages that are located maybe 3-4 kilometers from Russian positions, the only thing in between them and Russian soldiers is literally a body of water that's no man's land. That means that they are well within range and they are being absolutely pounded by everything. So what we might see is, even though there's a strategic withdrawal from Kherson city, that they will be able to focus their positions on these villages that are already looking like apocalyptic moonscapes because they're already kind of gouged out from shelling that's been happening for the last 6-7 months.
Do you think this could lead to increased criticism within Russia or within the Kremlin even of Vladimir Putin's decision to go to war and the ongoing strategy of that war, given the latest surrender in Kherson?
Well, it depends exactly what's happening with the city. As I said, Ukrainian officials are a little bit cautious and are wondering whether this is a particularly strategic move. But let's say that they have withdrawn from Kherson and they do lose that strategic regional centre. I think that they will face a lot of criticism back home. We already saw this with the chaotic withdrawal from the Kharkiv region in the northeast of the country. Mm-hmm. There were descriptions of Russian soldiers literally running for their lives as Ukrainian forces had this kind of lightning advance in the northeast. That was faced by a lot of criticism, not necessarily of President Putin, but criticisms of their military commanders on the ground. And that might be how the Kremlin manages to save face, is to blame the people who are making the decisions literally on the ground about where to put troops. But certainly the withdrawal from Kyiv, the withdrawal from Kharkiv was very embarrassing. It was, there was unprecedented amounts of criticisms within Russia about that. If Kherson falls as well, that's not looking good for Putin or his men around him.
Yeah, and a very dramatic day in the war in Ukraine. Look, Bel True, international correspondent with the London Independent. Thank you very much indeed.